Okay, so first of all, the my greetings. Okay, before starting the same on the mind trainings, so I'm not so sure how to start. Okay, so maybe to as we have sent you all the materials. Yeah, so maybe you might all have that the pages. Yeah, sent for my pages. Yeah. Generally, so today maybe I thought to give the small maybe the backgrounds of the how the 7 point of the mind trainings comes here. Yeah, 7 point of the mind training. Generally, it's this is this is there are the many different ways, but the many different ways of the training the mind. But this is the one of the most effective one to train the mind. Yeah. Now this is the one of the effective way to training the mind. So that's why they make it a step as a 7 steps the way of the training the minds. So first thing that again that before going that what we have to understand that what does that mean by the training the mind. Usually there are a lot of the trainings in generally we're having physical trains and a lot of the trainings are going on. This is especially for the training the mind. So here the 2 points maybe we have to understand the what is the benefits of the training the mind. So that is the one thing that the one the benefit of the training the mind and the how or how can we train the mind. Generally one thing we have to understand the very simple way one thing we have to understand is the very simple way is like that generally in our life that lots of the things are going on in our life, lot of the different things like the sometimes the pleasant situation, sometimes the unpleasant situation, sometimes that we will face with the challenges, sometimes we will overcome the challenges, sometimes we will lose the challenges, lot of the different incidents comes in our life. So that is now the benefit of the mind training. So when we're talking about the today the 7 point of mind training, benefit of the mind training is as I told before, in our life there are a lot of the conditions and the challenges or the lot of the different incidents comes in our life. Sometimes a pleasant incident, sometimes an unpleasant incident, sometimes the challenges, sometimes we can overcome the challenges, sometimes we will lose and we cannot overcome the challenges, sometimes we will feel the helpless, lot of the different incidents, a lot of the different things that comes in our life. So training the mind is something like that. Training the mind is something like that. Whenever we've had the different incidents, that incident will first it will affect too much of our mental state. It is very much strong effects on our mental state. When we train our mind, that effect, whatever the effect, negative effect toward the mental state will be much less. So that is the one main of the benefit of the training the mind. But sometimes in our life, sometimes the incidents comes. That will affect in our mind it very, very strongly. So that's the mind training is help us that whatever the unpleasant situation, whatever the unpleasant incidents come into our life, that will affect can we can control that effect on our mental state.
Okay, so maybe the mind training benefits. Okay, so something like that, the mind training benefit. As I told you, yeah, that's the mind training benefits. Okay.
So, okay, the mind training. Okay, the purpose of the mind training is a less effect when you get the situation is not happening according to what you want, okay, what you wish. So that's why the scientifically term what they are using the mental trauma, huh? Mental trauma. Mental trauma is something when you have the shock or when you have the something incidents which happens really you cannot accept it. But really what you don't want is something incident happens that will affect you in the mentally very badly. So that might be the scientifically term what they use a mental trauma. So that is the one point. The Buddhism point of the when you train the mind, you will not have such a strong or negative effect on your mind from the externals, some of the unfavorable condition what happened in your life.
What is the mental what region? Mental storm.
Mental trauma, no? They call something like that.
Yes, Shimuche.
So these are one very on the other thing is that these are one very famous of the poem in the Tibetan who wrote a poem. This poem is something very simple that whenever we have a something good thing and happens in our life, we will feel the joy or happiness. So but the poem is regarding about like that, is there any possibility to increase that the duration of the joy or happiness what we feel? Is something like that poem is. Is there any possibilities to increase the duration of the joy or happiness when we the our happiness? Very simple way. When you look at the drinking the alcohol, when you drink the one cup of the alcohol, you might feel joy or pleasure or whatever. Now try to increase that the joy. Try to increase that the duration of happiness. They will take the two, three more. When you try to take the more and more alcohol, in the reality you cannot increase the duration of happiness, then it will become the tragedy. Something like a drugs. When you take the drugs, one pill of the drug or whatever, then you will get one of the pleasure time. When you try to increase the duration of that pleasure, you will become, when you take a two or three or four more drug tablets, then it's called the overdose. When you become the overdose, that's a tragedy. So now the question is, the poem is that the Tibetan poem is regarding about whenever we have felt the joy or happiness, is there any possibility to increase the duration of the joy and happiness? So that's why when you look at a pleasure or the happiness or the physical pleasure or physical happiness, that every pleasure and the happiness of the duration limited, time limited. No one can increase that duration so limit. It's a very limited. When you look at the physical pleasure and the physical, the happiness, it's the happiness of the duration times very limited. When you try to increase that, it will become always the tragedy. But the very funny thing is a physical suffering and the suffering what you are experienced by the physically, that can be increased very easily. That won't become the that will be increased at that very easily. The duration of the suffering. The physical suffering can be increased, or duration of the physical suffering can be increased. So that's why the mind training, benefit of the mind training, when you can train your mind properly, that whatever you are feeling, the mentally pleasure, mental happiness, that the duration, you can increase it, that the happiness of the duration, the mental happiness. That's when you train your mind properly. Even when you feel the very good news, you will feel the happy mentally. But when you can train your mind, that happiness of that duration can be increased. That is the benefit of the training the mind. Now the second point comes, how we can train the mind. You know, training your mind, there are the seven steps. So that talks about the seven steps of the mind training. So generally, training the mind is, when you talk about the training the mind, it is not issue with only with the religious issue. Training the mind is something like you have to live very mentally healthy. When you have to live the mentally healthy, you have to train your mind. When you need a very physical, live the very healthy, you have to train your physical body. Same thing like that, the training the mind is something, it is something to teaching the how to live a mentally healthy. It is a related issue with the mental health. Yeah, so the mental health and the physical health, so there's two things. It's a very much correlated, very much related. When your mental health and the physical health, sometimes mentally, when you are not very healthy, it will affect very much of the physical health. That's why the mental health and physical health was very related, yeah. In the Vietnamese, you always wish a new year. May you have a happy, may you have a long life, may you have a healthy always. But you have not told me how to live healthy. That's the one important. No? Many people talk about health issues, certainly it will come in the physical, but they will forget the one thing about the mental health. That is a very strong contribute on the physical health. So that's why the mental health and the physical health, these are very much correlated. So that's why the mental health is a contribute a lot on physical health. So that's why what we have to know is that the training the mind. Training the mind is a one type of that you are also the taking care of the health of the mental health. Okay, so that's the benefit of the training the mind. So now, as I told you before, how to train the mind and how to train the mind, as I told you before, there are the seven steps of the training the mind. This is a very simple step, so not something like a very complicated, it's very simple seven steps. So following that seven step, that at least I can see, I can tell you that in the few months, at least in the 6 months, you will see the changes. Very simple way, I will tell you the one thing. Right now, we're having the class. But I think what is the weather Celsius over there? I think south might be 35, 36 or 7 maybe. Okay, then what with the Celsius in north? 32, south 35, okay, maybe, okay, fine. I see, the Kathmandu is where I'm spending Nepal right now, it's sometimes 8 times, it comes out of 32 or something like that.
Yeah, weather Celsius, 32,
yeah. 32, you are also in the around the 32 or 33 Celsius. Then you are all racing, maybe you are having the AC, maybe you are using the fan, or you are using that. Right now, I'm having the class in the room where there is no AC, no fan, nothing. Okay, when get the hot, then I have to drink the water. Plus, I have to cautious with the weather when this earthquake will come, so I have to run. So that's why the point is like a living way. In the living way might be very difficult. But my point is that how the mental state, now we have to look at this, like the situation, the mental state. Sometimes when we in the, our mental state, when they're having the, some of the physically and external the difficulties, people will get very helpless when their mental state is not very strong. When the people start to feel that really helpless, then they will lose their life. Then they will be the normal joy of the living. That's why the, what we are saying that the mental, maybe mind training is at one point is something like that, the what we call the counseling. Usually now the, this becomes the very, I mean, the famous now, the counseling in the every of the, it's one called the psychotherapy or what you call it, the counseling, the whatever you give the different names, but the mind training is the one of the one best counseling. That's what's invented in, by the Buddhism 2,500 years back. Today, very interesting thing, one thing happened. Today, actually, I went to the government hospital to some of the donate some of the equipment. Now, here the government hospitals and the doctors and the directors, now we had a small discussion regarding about the, now the give the people, so not only the treatments, also give the some of the counseling. Because right now, the treatment of the earthquake make the people's minds are very panic and very fearless and generated a lot of penis in mind. Also, some time of the giving the counselings. Also, they had a little discussion, not very lengthy, because my time today is quite tight. But now it comes in their eye, they feel like that. Yeah. Just a few days back, I was in the market and I was going to the in the market and the, what happened is in the a small, I mean, the, not that big, but small earthquake came. But the people reaction to that small earthquake, I think it's overreaction what I feel. A lot of the escape, a lot of the panic. Really, I can understand that, really, it was the, how the panic started. But at the present moment, how they're showing the reaction, and the, I feel the overreaction. Even they just, they're not that much of the strong, but the one small earthquake came and the people reacted too much. Because that the main reason is a lot of the panic and a lot of the fear created in the mind. So that's why the one you, the mind training, the one of the purpose of the two, the reducing that type of fear, overcome like this type of panic. That is the one of the main benefit, others benefit of the mind training. But at that moment when I have saw in the dead market, people really so panicked, overreacting. So suddenly people overreacted, not only my, also my student, he was also quite scared. Because of that, when he's seeing the reaction of the people. Okay, now you can see in the mind training pages, okay, book, now you look at the pages, okay. Mm? Okay, now you can see the pages, and now you can, the first pages, you can see in the first pages, the generally you look at the bracket one, I think, okay. Homage to the great compassion, no? Now you look at the pages, okay, 7 point, my first pages, you will see that the homage to the great compassion. Actually, this 7 point mind printing was edited by the Chekhov. You can see that his name, Gishi Chekhov. Okay, so Chekhov, so here you can see that, yeah, Chekhov. So that's the Chekhov, it talk about the 7 point of the mind training. The 7 point of the mind training is that before starting that, he just paid the homage to the, great compassion. Just when he just addicted the points of the mind training, yeah. So that's why his first point, what he did is he just paid the homage for the great compassion. So great compassion means a compassion toward the, all of the sentient beings that we call the great compassion. So great compassion is a something, compassion mind is a very strong force, very strong force. So that's why he paid the very importance for the compassion. So generally these 7 points of mind training, the here we have not started the first point, but here just we talk, first he just paid the homage, the writer, the book writer pays the homage for the great compassion. So you can see the homage to the great compassion, yeah. So now you will see the what is the 7 points of mind, the what is the 7 points. So your 7 point, you can see the first point is the teaching, the preliminary teachings are the first point. So now the first is the preliminary practices. There's the 7 point, they will be the first. It talks about the preliminary practices. This is the first point, yeah. The preliminary practice is the first practice. The first one we are before the starting the mind training, what you have to do is, this is one of the point. It was a preliminary practice, the first step, okay? Then you can training on the training, the bodhicitta is the second point. And you can see all in that converting the fortunate circumstances, enlightenment, or the teaching, the all these are the 7 steps. How you have to do this practice, and then it will talk in a very elaborate way afterwards, okay? Yeah, so there's a first point is the first when you have to train the mind. First when you have to train the mind, but the first step, what you have to do, that's now come the first step. That is the first step is the training the mind. It talks about the first step. You can see in that the first step, it talks about the first training in the mind. So there are the 3 preliminary steps they talk about. And they are the 3, these meditation, the difficulty of the gaining the human rebirth, death and the impermanence, drawback of the samsara. So the first, these three things are training the mind, that these three points that we call the preliminary practices. It talks about the first three preliminary practices. Now the first thing is that it talks about preliminary practices that precious the human rebirth. So it tried to teach us that always we have to think that we have obtained the human rebirth. So that's why we have to feel the fortunate or the joyful of the achieving the human's body. So this is the just giving the example. So that's why, as I told you last time, so generally in our life, there are so many things that sometimes we cannot appreciate what we got it in our life. Sometimes we always forget that how lucky we are. So this is the one, the basic thing that, we have to train our mind. Because we train our mind in a very different manner. We always try, we train our mind to see that what we are not having. That way, we always try to think that way. It is, so that's why that we have to, first thing is that in our life, that what we have to do is we have to try to look ourselves, that we have to try to feel that how fortunate we are. We have to try to see really what we're having in our life. So that's why one thing is a Buddhism point of view, what we are saying, that we have to look and we have to think that really we achieve the human rebirth. Because the human, born in the human, is not that simple. We have to accumulate a lot of the positive karma in the so many lives, then only we can achieve the human's life. So, again, this issue, the one Buddhism always says that the human rebirth is very precious. We are very difficult to achieve the human rebirth. That what we are achieving the human rebirth with the very positive karmas, only good karma we can born in the human. With the bad karma, we will born in the lower realm. But this issue, again, you will think that what the special thing is that there are the billions of the people in this world. You will look around, or you will see that maybe in the 80 millions of the Vietnamese, I think 80 millions of the Vietnamese people, and in Nepal it's 22 millions, and if you look at the whole world, probably more than billions. So what they are special, they are the billions of the people in a human. But the one thing we have to understand, that comparing to the animals, human numbers are very less. Comparing to the bacteria, if you look at the human, your own body, how many germs you are carrying in your body, how many bacteria you are carrying in your body, they are the millions. But you are the only one human. But if you look at the humans, one human body, they will be the millions of the bacteria, millions of the germs. Buddhist perspective, these all are bacteria and the germs are animal. One thing very interesting, one of the science center, they were talking that I saw the how they talk, they are talking about how the humans, we become the humans. That science center, very interesting. They're talking about how the mother's womb and all the talkings and showing the how the human we become. Yeah, how the starting of the human from the mother's womb. So that now you, when the life started in the mother's womb, the mother's egg and the father's drop, they two get united and lives come. When you look at the father's drop, they are the millions of the cells try to enter into the mother's egg. Only these millions of the father's drop cell, one will get in that egg. If you look carefully. If you look at the thing carefully, that is the you. If the other cells of the dead father's drop and enter, that might not be you. You got my point, form.
Yes, Muji.
When I reached that science center, and they are showing the whole this in the not in the just in the ceiling wall, they show the all of these things, no? So when I reached there and I was just looking at the ceiling, then they show the how the drop cells and the mother's egg. So how the father's drops and that they are the millions of the cells of the drop cells they are trying to enter into the mother's womb. So when I saw that, then I really realized that how difficult and to get the human rebirth. Among these of the million cells of the father's drop, one will enter into the mother's egg. Because if the others enter, that will be not you, that will be other. So I realized that how the Buddhism talk about the aging the human's rebirth. If you look from the very scientifically, they are a lot very true. Because the Buddhism point of view, these every different cells of the these all different cells of the father's drop having the different life, different consciousness. Yeah. Okay. So that's the one thing. The Buddhism saying trying. So that's why the preliminary practice when you achieve the human rebirth, we have to feel the very lucky that you are born in human. Now the second point is that even we are born in the human, there are the millions of the people have nothing to eat. In this world, what I saw yesterday in one article, they are saying that every day there are more than 40,000 people are dying with the not having the proper food to eat, with the lack of the nutrition in the one single day. So when you look at all this issue, then you will feel that really you are very lucky. Even if you are born with hands, you have something to eat. You have a very nutritious food to eat. So these old points, sometimes we cannot see that. So that's why we cannot appreciate that what we are having it. Because why we cannot appreciate the what we are having it? Because we cannot see it. Why we cannot see it? Because we are not trying to see. Because we are not trying to look at the what we are having it. We're always trying to see and we're always trying to look at what we are not having it. That's what we are doing up till now. So Buddhism always try to teach us the how to generate the more positive thoughts. So that is the more positive thought generating. That is the first step of the training the mind. Try to generate the more positive thought. So now the question comes, how to generate the positive thought? There's a 3 points. First thing is to be the fortunate, the try to feed them lucky that the who you are. So that's why the mind training, that's what we are having the homework. Okay, now we are starting the mind training. Homework is the first step. That the, now there are the 3 steps, not putting them into practices. Now the your homework is today. First, you try to see at least a 5 minutes or 10 minutes or the whatever, whenever you are free time, try to see as the how lucky, how fortunate you are, and the, try to generate the more positive thought. To generate the more positive, try to see that the, what you're really having the good things. Okay, when you are trying to look at the, what you really have the good things having. And look at the person that there are so many millions of peoples. They are not having that what you have. One incident, very funny incident. I know one person. Yeah. I have quite since when we were a kid. I'm in the age of the 17. When I was very baby, I knew him, that person. He was also he is younger than me, but I know him. So they're very funny incidents. So then he came to India. So North India. So that's a quite a long back. I mean, the 10 years before one issue. Yeah, long back. Especially North India. No. Yeah, North India. So he met all the friends, the childhood friends. So then I asked them. Then they told me what he was asking to them whenever he met them. Because at that time when he came, he was just get married, and then he asked all of his childhood friends the questions, and they told me that what he asked for them. So that he was asked a very funny question. He asked all of his friends how his newly wife looks. Is she look beautiful? Is she look beautiful? He asked all of his friends now. This is the life how the people lives now. This is not the how we have to live like that. So whether his wife looks beautiful or not, he don't have to follow the what other sees is that he have to look from the his side. No? So very funny thing, yeah. So very funny. So that's something. So that's why here's the mind. So when you look back, so that's what now what we have to do is that is the not the life how we have to look. So we have to, first thing is, as I told you before, the first step, we have to try to generate the positive thought. To generate the positive thought, first what you have to look yourself and see that what you're really having and not others having. In our life, what we will look and what we're having, and we try to see from the look from the other's perspective. That's the truth important. In the reality, other's perspective are not important. So your perspective is more important than the other's perspective to looking at this point. Okay, any points? So that's why the first step, what you have to do, okay, now you got this and the mind training. The first step, you have to try to filter how lucky you are, Justin. That's only in my life. I'll always feel the one thing lucky that myself, always did that my master. Really, like how I met my master is really one of the karma and the what. So I always feel that he's very lucky to meet him. So that's why. So not only my master's special quality is the very how he communicate, how he talk. Every is a very different. All his way of his accent of the Tibetan is a very. His accent of the Tibetan sometimes it's like a humor, sense of humor, because whatever he's talking something. Sometimes even he talks a very serious points. Way of the accent talks, it makes me very laugh. It's funny for me.
Yes.
So especially parents and whatever you in all our parents or brother or sister, when you are so many things really, if you look at it, there are so many things that in your life you can really appreciate and you can things real lucky. So these points you have to try to look at these points to try to generate. When you look at it one time, two time, three time, then slowly you will feel really fortunate. You are really fortunate having like this. That is the one way how we have to generate the positive thoughts. Very one incident I will tell you generally. Okay, one incident today this morning in the monastery, in the Sarah monastery, in the office, I think they need one of the my signature. So they asked me to do the signature. So I told them that they asked them to do the, just sign for behalf of me, and they told me that before they just want to the my signature and send the photo to them and they will do the my signature. Okay, so then they asked me send the photo of the my signature, then they will sign up some papers. So that's how I thought how to do really, because I'm on the way and after that meeting and the program, so many things, I'm not with the computer. So then my student, what he did is that he just took the picture, and he was using the iPad, no? Took the picture, and the student, he just sent it through the WeChat, very simple way. I was this amazed and shocked with his idea. So here are my points. Now they are telling me that, Rumji, you have to rethink to using them, all the smartphones, you have to rethink. It's very, very simple and very easy to all communicate. So, yeah. So generally like that in our life, a lot of the people, what we are doing is that now always we try to see the, what we are not having. So first thing is that what will happen, that we will try to see not what we are not having, and we will feel that if I have that, it will be much better. Like these also the thoughts comes in our minds, and then we will always feel that we are the insufficient, we are not having. So that is the one of the main cause to create the stress in our mind. Now the second, the death and the impermanence, drawback of the samsara, now the 2 points. Impermanence and death. Impermanence, death is something like the death. When you think about the death, it means that your number of the living is limited. That you have to think. Sometimes we will not feel that we will live forever. So we have to think that in the, we have our living days is also limited. So we have should not waste the living days. Impermanence is something like that. We have to think that our days of the living is a very limited. Time is limited. So once the time is limited, what we have to do? We have to do whatever we have to do very rightly. So that's the thing, the impermanence. Always give the one message. So we should not waste our time in the unnecessarily. Sometimes we will waste a lot of times. So that thing, living days is a very limited. Living times in this is very limited. So that's one of the main message here. One of the main message of the thinking of the death. Impermanence is impermanence is something. Everything is changeable. So in our life, there's a lot of things can be changed. So that, as I always tell you, that gives a lot of the positive encouragement. This gives a lot of the positive thoughts, okay? Helps when you think of the impermanence. So there's a 3 points, okay? Now maybe I will leave for the few 15 to 20 minutes, maybe question answer session, what we have not finished the last time, okay? So now today the 2 steps of practice of, okay, whenever you're free time, just think the few minutes that the thinking how fortunate you are, how lucky you are, and try to see the what the fortunate thing, the good things that you are having. 1 point. Second point is you think the impermanence, and so everything can be changed, everything can change in the better. Think that way, and also death, and it means that your time of the living is very limited. So you have to use the every of your time very meaningfully. That 2 points you have to think. Okay, whenever you're free time, just think it that way again and again, just for the 1 week. Okay, then slowly, then the more and more positive thoughts will try, then it will come in your mind. Okay, so this is the preliminary steps. Okay. 2 steps, okay? Yeah. 2 steps. This is the comes in the first step, okay? In among the preliminaries, the first step, they will be the 2 steps, okay? Today, what you have to do as a homework, okay? This is just like I do as a mind exercise, okay? Mind, mental exercise, okay? Okay, now you can go with the questions, okay?
Yes, Rinpoche.
Okay, Vian Derek have one question. No?
Rinpoche, they asked about name of the 4 types of karma.
Then maybe I should ask them, what is the 4 types? There is one saying, yeah, so one saying is that, so I'm just really thinking, what does the 4 types of karma?
Yes, Rinpoche.
So 4 times, that really I should ask. Okay, generally maybe karma, they will usually differentiate karma, it will two types, okay, definite and indefinite, definite karma and indefinite karma. Definite karma means whatever you have done, some karma, the result will definitely it will come. So some is the not the unsurety, sure karma or unsure karma, something like that. Or the definite karma, indefinite karma.
A throwing karma and completing karma?
No. Nyebe le da, mange bile sigwa. Nyebe le se zamba leji chena, dibutende yungure, chaosama, nyebe le re. Leji chene dribu tende yong ma yong tende me na mange be le na gre.
La sir.
Okay. So that's the 2 categories you differentiate in the karma. Some karma when you did it, the result will definitely come. Some karma, the result will not definitely come. It depends on the conditions. Yeah. Okay. Then another questions. Yeah.
Rinpoche, jesun tong kar tang jesun tong ma jeba kare rinpoche.
Jusun droga de jusun droma ga type zero. Jusun droma le mangbu yorwa. Droma kabo de jusun droma ga namul chikrawa droma jangu yore. hepa pangu yorwa odi juzu droga de juzu droga ge type jirwa type lan hapo sa dinag chadak jirwa chira ji
la sa so what is the exact birthday of the Buddha?
What is the exact the birthday? Only two people knows it. What is exact your birthday? Only one person will know in this world. That will be your mother. Exact Buddha's birthday, only two person know. Buddha himself, because he's Buddha, he knows everything. Then his mother. So I'm not Buddha. I'm also not Buddha's mother. So I don't know exactly the date of birth of Buddha. So that's one. What are the different birthdays Buddha's birthday having? Tibetan, now the Buddha's birthday is coming on the 15th, after a few days later, birthday will come. According to the Theravada tradition, Buddha's birthday is all that event. Now according to the Chinese tradition, it will come after 6 months later. So a lot of the different calculations there. So exact Buddha's birthday. So there are a lot of the different. I mean, in the according to the astrology, I mean, the different way of the astrology calculating will be different. So ancient astrology, Indian way of the astrology, they will say something, and the Tibetan way of the astrology says something, and the Chinese way of their calculating says something. So they are the different, three different Buddha's birthday. Normally, what I believe that I already told you, no? So I will not repeat it. Okay. So okay, another question. Okay.
Yeah, so this is a question from Sibutash. I have received a lot of initiations of Vajrasattva, of Avalokiteshvara, Manjushri, and Medicine Buddha, and Amitabha Buddha. But now I'm practicing Shamatha meditation under your instruction, but I want to focus on one object of meditation until I achieve the Shamatha. But now I'm really confused of choosing which object I should focus on among those Buddhas that I am allowed to visualize, to allow to meditate on. So which Buddha should I choose? Can you please instruct me?
Okay, I will give you the two options. Okay, the first option is that you can just decide the one thing, choose the one, okay, whatever you feel more. Well, these among the five Buddhas, which more Buddhas, so more Buddhas you feel more closer, just focus on that. Okay, just try to choose that. Okay, okay, choose among these five Buddha to whom you feel more close. You can choose that five Buddhas, isn't it? Yeah,
yes, Shimuche.
Vajrasattva, then Avalokiteshvara, yeah, isn't it?
Yes, Shimuche. Vajrasattva, Manjushri, Avalokiteshvara, Manjushri, and Medicine Buddha, and Amitabha Buddha.
Okay. This is the first option. Okay, second option is just only what you can choose. Only second option is what you can do is you can try to concentrate on your breath, or maybe you can try to concentrate more focusing on the breath, or try to concentrate more on the mantra, created sound mantra or something like that. Okay, that is the second option. Now I know, when I give you the two options, again you will get confused with these two options. Now I will come with a very straight to the point, in the very simple way. Okay, choose Avalokiteshvara, focus on Avalokiteshvara, compassion at Buddha. So that's the Avalokiteshvara always promised that the, whenever who needs the help, whenever he has the difficulties, he will save the oldest person that he promised. So that's why compassion at Buddha. So he cannot hear the sufferings of the, he cannot see the sufferings of the, any of the sentient beings. So that's why he chose the compassion Buddha. Okay, any other questions?
This is they are making clear about the four types of karma. So I got the point, Rinpoche. Actually, it's in the book. There's a section about the karma, the four features of karma. The first one is how karma is fixed. The second one is karma shows great increase. The karma will increase. The third one is one does not meet with something if one has not created karma first. We will not miss something. Yeah. And
the fourth one is the karma. This is not a divisions of the karma. This is generally explaining of the how the karma function. This is functions of the karma. How the karma works. Okay. So thank you very much. Today we'll stop here. Okay. Okay. Now the thing, one small thing I have to tell you. Okay. All. Okay. All the groups. Okay. I have to tell you the small thing. Okay. So you all having the Deepkar prayer book, no? So Deepkar prayer book. So before starting the class, read the Heart Sutra. Okay. That read the Heart Sutra before. Okay. All when you gather together, then recite the Heart Sutra, okay? That I think in the Deepkar prayer book, no? So recite that, okay? When all you read together, okay? When you all get it over there, when all you together, first recite the Heart Sutra, okay? After that, what we have to do, after the finishing sessions, then what we have to do is, after the finishing session, just read the Hamus prayer, okay? I think you're all having the prayers books, no? The God prayer book, you're all having, no? All groups. Okay, so that's the two, okay? Now, the thing is that before starting the class, look at the book and the read the Heart Sutra. After that, then join the Hamu prayer, okay? Okay, so we will do that. Okay, right now, what will we do is that, okay, I will say the small prayers, okay, for the all small prayers, so especially for the people who have passed away and the people who are passed away, on the maybe people who live, sort of, for them. Okay, I will say the small prayers. Okay, so because up till now we are so this is the prayer, so generally we call that the prayers. This is the so mainly this prayer is the main points of the Diamond Sutra, with this Diamond Sutra. So maybe I will get all the main points of the Diamond Sutra, recite that. Okay. Any questions or what?
Yes, Rinpoche. Rinpoche, Hamu Shenlun Nyiyo, Rinpoche. Hamu Toba Tang, Hamu Jinjun, Adi Kari Dungu, Rinpoche.
After the class, when you feel so hungry, just recite only Hamu Toba, okay? Just recite only one. When you are not feeling too hungry, just recite both, okay? Okay, so maybe I'll recite Heart Sutra from the beginning and the middle and at last. This is some tradition we have, the one in Tibetan. Sometimes we used to do that. Read that from the beginning chapter and the middle chapter and the last chapter. So I'll do that, okay? Vajra Chetika Sutra. Okay, thank you very much. Okay, thank you very much. Okay, come on and hang up.